The World Conference on Racism opens in Durban, South Africa tomorrow. Delegates are assembling for what promises to be a deeply divided forum. Questions remain about the Israeli-Palestinian conflict and what form, if any, reparations for slavery and colonialism should take. President Bush says the U.S. will attend no summit that picks on Israel. Secretary of State Colin Powell is not going, although a low-level delegation is traveling to the conference site. Canada also is considering staying away. From Durban, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
With South Africa as the backdrop, the world will discuss how to possibly make amends for the historic wrongs of slavery and colonialism, as well as address contemporary discrimination. To the beat of Zulu dancers, activists of all stripes set the stage for the UN Conference Against Racism. Their NGO forum this week is a kind of dress rehearsal for the Durban summit of some 190 governments. Conference Secretary General Mary Robinson says success or failure rests on what plan of action the governments endorse to meet the challenge before them.
We're addressing the past for the first time as a global community. It's very important to address the past because it's all about human dignity, but it mustn't be words alone.
But on the eve of the World Conference, it is the contemporary issue of the Middle East that has passions running high. At a youth summit, vocal protests calling for a free Palestine mixed voices with demonstrators who want an end to U.S. involvement in Puerto Rico. Mary Robinson warned the demonstrators against adopting a tone of intolerance at a conference to combat intolerance. Arab and Islamic states have already branded Israel as an occupying power bent on ethnic cleansing and a new form of apartheid in the occupied territories. Anne Baevsky of the International Association of Jewish Lawyers and Jurists says the very word anti-Semitism is in dispute in the current UN draft declaration against racism.
So you'll have to fight for 5 days about whether or not anti-Semitism counts as racism 50 years after the Holocaust.
Removing the Middle East from discussions at the racism summit, as the U.S. and Israel would like, strikes many governments as absurd. But the United States has concluded that the treatment of Israel in preparatory meetings has been so hostile that the chief American diplomat should not lead a delegation to Durban. There is deep disappointment here with the decision to keep Secretary of State Powell at home. South African Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma.
Indeed, it is a pity. The United States need this conference just as much as anybody else.
American civil rights activists say the Bush administration has forfeited the opportunity to send a powerful signal to U.S. critics who ask how the self-described leader of human rights could stay away from Durban. Gay McDougall is the executive director of the International Human Rights Law Group.
Well, I think it sends a terrible message at home and abroad. I think it says that there's a certain amount of hypocrisy in our commitment to free speech, vigorous debate of issues, that the current government is not a government responsive to a rather substantial percentage of the voting population in the United States.
African states say the U.S. has also lost an opportunity to advance reconciliation on the issue of transatlantic slave trade. Reparations loom as the second major dispute at the UN conference. Advocates want an apology and a declaration that slavery was a crime against humanity. That, too, is a demand the U.S. and Europeans are unwilling to meet because of possible legal implications. African governments propose instead that developed countries channel reparations, whether they are called that or not, into existing aid programs for Africa. Again, South African Foreign Minister Dr. Dlamini-Zuma.
I think it's important that the conference must acknowledge in a way to restore the dignity of those who were humiliated, dehumanized by slavery.
UN Secretary General Kofi Annan inaugurates the racism conference tomorrow in the presence of a dozen heads of state. Behind the scenes, negotiations continue over ways to resolve the deep divisions undermining the conference before it even begins. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Durban.